Okay, Rabbi Isai. Today's daf is daf Nun Hei, and we got quite a bit far in the daf, but we still didn't complete the issue that we're involved in. In a global sense, what we're really involved in is seeing the interrelationship of all of the various psukim in the parasha of Arayos in both Achrimos and in Kedoshim, and ultimately the relationship between those dinim and the dinim of Yiva. So the main sugyas where they overlap is the question of Hara, learning out the din of Hara and these various beers of the Tzura, basically the issues that the Mishnah brought up. But another very important thematic interrelationship was the question of whether Achva consists of Achva from a father or from a mother, from both. And we know that in terms of the Chiyav of Yibum, the issue of Achva is definitely dependent in Ula, which is dependent in Nachla, and that's a question of Mishpachat Ha'am. We learn that out from Yaakov, but, you know, actually, there's questions as to why the Sugya can differentiate between those two things. But in any event, we've learned that we were right bang, smack bang in the middle. We went through all the various Achva relationships. We have the Achoto, literally. And that's the one place where the Torah says, Ferish, Beimina'ah, Beimina'im, as it says, Bat Avicho, Bat Imecha. But then we have a lot of other Achvas. So we have what we're in the middle of discussing now over here is your Ach, who marries. What's considered to be a brother's wife? Is it considered to be your brother from your father, your brother from your mother? Is that the Yisr? Then we have the father's brother and his father, your father's sister, or your father's brother's wife. And so on. In each and every one of these cases, we needed to find the defining moment or defining pasuk that would tell us which one is which. We thought that yesterday we were doing okay, because we ended up with two separate psukim, because the Torah repeats itself when it comes to two separate yisurim. The Torah repeats itself when it says ervat achicha yi for no reason. Even though it says ervat eshet achicha lo tegale. So the Gemara wanted to use that as the basis of a separate yisur. I shouldn't say separate yisur, but a giloi that it's bein min ahav, bein min ahim, and now we know that from those extra words that it actually wouldn't matter in the least in terms of the Yisr. What about the Chiyav of Yibum? The Chiyav of Yibum is dependent on other issues, which the Torah mentions in terms of Bnei Yaakov. However, the last thing that we asked yesterday was, Ema, and this is right smack bang in the middle of the, about two lines down from the middle of the Sugya, Ema, Idi, Idi, Be'eshet Ach Mina'av, just to review that, get back into it. How do we know that Ervat Achicha Hi and Ervat Eshet Achicha Lo Tegaleh are not both talking about an Eshet Ach from a father, and one is talking about the Yesh Labanim B'chaye Ba'ala V'chada De'en Labanim B'chaye Ba'ala? How do we know that one isn't simply telling us an additional Chiddush, that even though the mice of this woman is a case of incipient Yibum because she has no children, it's just her husband hasn't died. But since if her husband would die, she would be Muteret. Maybe she is Muteret. Kamashmalan, that during the Chaye Bala, she's Asura. So maybe that's why we need those extra words, Ervat Achicha Hi. Says the Gemara, no, we know that, remember? That's how we started, really, the whole discussion. Remember, Ravuna was trying to explain the relationship to the Nida, which we thought originally, Eshet Achicha is Nida. What's Nida? So originally we thought that we were going to learn out Hara from Nida. In the end, it turned out that we learn out not because of a Nida Hi, but because of Rav Yonah's Hekesh. All Arayas are the same, and if by Nida it says Hara, then by all Arayas it says Hara. So why does it need to mention the din of Nida by Eshet Ach to tell me this very interesting idea? That just like a Nida can be a complete Erva in a sense, during the time that she's a Nida, so it's the period that's definitive, so too is the period of her life definitive in terms of being married to a living husband. She's Asura. You say, isn't it odd that her husband died that she's Muteret? No. You say, isn't it odd she goes to the mikvah, she's Muteret? It's not odd. Same as a Nida. So I don't need a pasuk here to tell me the Yisr B'chaye Bala. That's the whole point of saying Nidai. So that's Min Ravuna Nafka. Therefore, the extra words, Ervat Achicha Hi, must be coming to tell me Ve'minav Ve'minayim. So no, here's where we're up to. So Ve'ema Yidiv Yidiv Eshet Ach Minav. Maybe they're both still Minav. Chodet Yesh Labanim Bechaye Ba'ala, V'chodet Yesh Labanim Le'achar Mitat Ba'ala. How do we know that a woman whose husband died is considered to be Asura? I mean, we know an Eshet Ish, her husband died. She's not Asura anymore. We know that in the case where in here, if she hadn't had children, not only would she not have been Asura, there would have been a mitzvah to take her. So now over here, we're Yesh Labanim, but now her husband is dead. So maybe, therefore, she's now Muteret. Just like an Eshet Ish is Muteret. Says the Gemara, no, I don't need a separate pasuk to tell me that even though her husband is dead, she remains Asura as an Eshet. Yesh Labanim la'achar mitat ba'ala lo tzricha kor. Why do I need a pasuk for that? If the Torah has to tell me that in a case of Ein Labanim Muteret, that the case where she's allowed to get married is dafka, where she has no children, I mean, it makes it clear, doesn't it, that Yesh Labanim Asura. No, I didn't understand. How does it make it clear at all? I mean, maybe the point is this. Ein Labanim, look, if she has no children, she's Asura li'alma, v'sharya li'yava. What it's telling is like this, the chiddush of what happens after the death of her husband. If she has no children, she does not become muteres to everybody else. She only becomes muteres to the yavam. But if she has banim, she becomes muteres to everybody, even to other people. Maybe that's the way to look at it, the exact opposite of the way you're used to looking at it. So yesh la banim, then not only does she become muteres to the yavam, she's sharya liyama visharya liyavam. But why, I mean, how did she get this mirror image that she suddenly becomes Dafka Surli Yavam Babutaras Liyarlam? How did you make that jump? Inami, or you know what? I'll tell you like this. I mean, Yesh Labanim, it's mutter. Or even if you want to go to the other extreme and say it's us, Inami Yesh Labanim, Ein Labanim could be that the Nafkamina is like this. That Ein Labanim, in. The Torah says, yes, if there's no children, go and marry. Yesh Labanim, Mashma, but if not, not. Okay? Let's say even if not, not. Lava Bamikvala Seyase. It would still only be a Chiyav Asay. Therefore, I need the Pasuk Ervat Achicha to tell me, Ervat Achicha He, to tell me that there's an Isser Karet. So, but now you don't have an extra word to teach me Beimin Ava, Beimin Ayin. So again, I don't quite understand. Says, no, I know that. That I already know from Kedoshim to you. Because both of these initial psukim are the Isser, which is said in Akrimot. But in Kedoshim it adds, Isha Sher Yikachet Eshet Achiv. That's where it says, Nidahi. Nidahi. Ervat Achiv Gila. What's this Ervat Achiv Gila again? There's two extra psukim. In the Isser in Akrimot it says, Ervat Achicha Yi. And in the Din of Karet in Kedoshim it says, Ervat Achicha Gila, Achiv Gila. And therefore, it's already known, this halacha, that Ervat Achiv Gila is a Chiyuv Karet, which is said amidst the Chiyuvei Karet in Kedoshim. And that would explain why we need that extra word there. It's addressing the Isser Karet to tell me, no, it's not a lava b'mechal. It's an Isser Karet. Fine, okay. So now what do I need back in Akremot? Ervat Achiv Chayi to tell me that it's Beit Menahem. For Beit Menahem, now everything fits in beautifully. So I know that she's Asura to the Yavam, even though, which becomes Muteret to everybody else, we're Yesh Labanim. I know that it's a Chiyuv Karet, and I know that it's Bein Menah, Bein Menahim, because I have a total, really, of three separate Mekores for the Yisr. Ervat, first of all, the actual Yisr, Ervat Eshet Achicha Lo Tegalet, the extra word, Ervat Achicha Yi, and then the extra word, Ervat Achiv Gila, in Kedoshim. Besides which, we have those extra words, Nidahi, which also appears in Kedoshim. So we have four Lashonot that we're able to be Derish. The Ema, says Gemara, but still, we could say, could we not, that Eshet Ach Mina Eim, Keshet Ach Mina Am. Why don't we now say, you're telling me that we're adding Bein Min Ha'av and Bein Min Ha'Eim, right? So it's Bein Min Ha'av and Bein Min Ha'Eim. That means the Torah is comparing an Eshet Ach Min Ha'Eim to Eshet Ach Min Ha'Av. So why don't we say that just like an Eshet Ach Min Ha'Av, Li'achar Mitat Ba'ala Shar Yav, if her husband dies without children, she's Muteret, Why should she not be muteret even if she's a brother, a brother's wife that is a brother from a mother? The Torah said Yibum is only Yibum is only Minahabnu. That's true. That's the fear of Yibum. But I mean, why should there be an Isser? So there's no Isser. Who's to say that there's an Isser Achra Mitad Ba'alah? Maybe she should be Muteret. Omar Kra, therefore, the Torah adds, Ervat Achicha Hi. He means that's the way she's going to remain. He always means that. He Ba'avayatatehe. She shall remain in this state no matter what else takes place. Guy dies, doesn't die, has children, doesn't have children. It's always the same issue. Unless, of course, the Torah goes out of its way to say Yibam, which it doesn't say. Okay. So now we have learned out from the dinim of the Hekesh of Rav Yonah, we've learned out that all Chiyuvim are Chiyuvim of Hara, but we, by the same token, we've learned out that all Chiyuvim are the Chiyuvim of Karut, right? So then why would I need to mention Karet by the Isser Achvato? It's unnecessary. I know now, I mean, forget about learning out the din of Karet. The din of Karet itself is where the Hekesh says it. Kol asher yaseh, mikol ha-toevot v'nichratu. I don't need to learn it out from one of the Arayot, correct? So why mention by any Erva Karet? Why mention by Achoto, the din of Karet? Since I already know that all of the above have Karet. What's the point then of saying, I darshan already the dinim of Hara, I already know all everything else that I've been able to learn out, what do I need to have a special karis for? Likir Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says like this, suppose it indeed would never have given you another example of karet, and it would have said, anyone who does any of the above is chayef karet. So suppose a guy does all of the above, how many chiyuvim chatat does he have? One. Because the Torah only gave a general chiyuv of karet. So there would be nothing to be mechalek one iser from the other iser. You're always being over on the same iser karet. The lavim may be different, but the karet is one. In which case, if you were boil kol ha'arayos kulam, you'd be chayev only one karban chatas. So therefore, I need to be mechalek. How am I mechalek? Once the Torah tells me by one of them, an Issa Karet. So now I say, just like the Torah said on this particular one, an Issa Karet. So it's a Yotzei Min HaKlal, Amir HaKlal, Kol HaKlal. So we know now that each and every one would be Chayav Karet on its own. She'im Asa'an Kulam Ba'aleh Mechad, Chayav HaKol HaKad Yachad. The Chiyav, therefore, is to tell me that someone who was Baal, all of the Arayot, would be Chayav on each one of them separately. So how about according to Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak, the Yama Kol Chayvei Kritot Bechlal Ayu, V'lama Yatzta Karei Pachoto Ladunu B'Kareit V'lo B'Malkut. Rabbi Yitzchak has a very general halacha that's learned from this Karet. He learns from here that the reason that the Torah repeats the Karet B'Achoto is to tell me that you shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that if you give a azhara to somebody, and you tell him, don't be over this iser of Baal HaKoto. So it's coming to tell me that if you give such an azhara, the guy won't get malchus. Because that azhara was given for karet. And he attributes, so we see from here, that an azhara that's given for karet cannot be used to be mechayev malchus. Where does the Torah give a separate azhara for the don't do this, and if you do, you'll get malkut? The Torah only said, don't do this, and if you do, you'll get karet. So if you say to a guy, don't do that, you'll be chayav malkus. No, he's not going to get malkut. That's a general din according to him, that there's no chayav malkus and azarat of karet. So he certainly can't use this to tell me a particular din of lechalek among the arayot. So how does he know lechalek? Rabbi Yochum seems to be absolutely correct. If the Torah puts it all together, b'kola toevot, there's only one karet, al kola toevot, what is Rabbi Yitzchak going to, why doesn't he need it for chalukah?
He gets an azara, he can't be
b'shogeg. That's right.
He
He can't be shogeg, but he also can't get malchus. So he's chayav karet. You call that getting away with murder? Only if you don't believe in your life to come. We'll see, it gets even worse in a moment. So lechalek minalan, according to Rav Yitzchak, where does it say anything about being chayav a separate korban chatas on each Easter erva? No, that he learns out of the din of nida, because it says el isha benida tumata. What do you mean el isha benida tumata as opposed to what? Crocodiles. No, what's el isha? Obviously el isha. Therefore, it's to tell me lechayev al kol isha veisha. The point is, the Torah is saying each one of these separate women, as listed, be it a nida, an eshet ach, achotimo, whatever it is an isha. Each one of them is looked at as a separate iser, and therefore this is the way the Torah points out the chiluka beneiam to be chayav katas kol achat ve'achat. Okay, let me ask you something else. By dodato, why does it say by dodato? The lashon of aririm. What's this aririm yihiyu? The thing is, it doesn't really say aririm yihiyu. It says aririm yamutu. Somehow the Gemara has put things in the inverted order, but because we have two psukim, there's two ways of understanding this pasuk. If you understand like Rashi, it's a major machlokas throughout Shas. Rashi learns that karet by definition means that the person will die childless. Now, according to many Rishonim, how can it possibly mean he should die childless? What does his actions have to do with his children? Say that it only is only referring to a case of Bonim Gitanim. If he already has Bonim Gidolim, so obviously you're not included. It's not his business what happens to his Bonim Gidolim. But in any event, if we assume that every karet is also affects children, so then why mention aririm yihiyu when it comes to dodato? Since according to Rabbi Yonah, we have a general rule that they're all the same. They're mukash la'adadi. In other words, we're now going through a series of questions as to why we don't learn everything that we can out of the hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. So one of the other questions is, what about by dodato? Why do we need that aririm that it says, which is really says aririm yamut? Lamalim. That I need look at a Rabbah. Rabbah points out that there seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand, it says, Aririm Yihiyu. Over there it's talking about, once again, back to Eshet Achiv. This is now the sixth word that we're being darish from the Sugi of Eshet Achiv. So we darshaned Nidahi, we darshaned Ervat Achiv Gilah, we darshaned Ervat Achiv Ahi, and we darshan the overall iser, Ervat Eshet Achiv Lo Tegaleh. But we ignored the Aririm Yihiyu. Now, it says Aririm Yihiyu over there, and it also says Aririm Yamutu by Dodato. So how do we explain the fact that that seems to be mashma opposite things? I mean, that isn't Aririm Yihiyu seems to mean someone with children will become Aririm, childless. Aririm Yamutu seems to mean, well, if he doesn't have children now, he's going to die without children. But if he had children, it doesn't affect him, because he's already had them. So make up your mind, which one is it? So he asks it as a stira, Rumi. He asks it, he compares one to another and asks it as a contradiction. On the one hand, it says, Aririm Yihiyu by the din of Eshet Achiv. And on the other hand, by Dodato, it says, Aririm Yamutu, both psukim in Kedoshim. Okay, tzad. Must mean that there's two different elements. Yeshlo banim kovran. In fact, if he has children at the time of the chet, he will bury those children. And if he doesn't have children, he will continue not to have children. The truth is, we need both of those psukim. Let's say the Torah would have said, so I would have said, okay, aririm yihiyu means your punishment is the children that you had will die. Okay? That's ad chatein. Until he does the chet. I mean, now starts a new cheshbon. The chet doesn't affect children that are unborn, does it? So, mi chatei ve'elech, from this point on, ain't achinami. Any new children that he has won't die. Therefore, katav rachamana. We need to say aririm yamutu. No. He's going to die childless. I katav rachamana aririm yamutu. I would have said, oh, I understand. From the time that he sinned, he's not going to be zocha to viable children. Okay? That's mikatei ve'elech. But children that he already had, why should they be impacted by the chet? So, maybe meikara lo, therefore I need to say both. So it's not a contradiction. One is megala, they're complementary. One is megala, what the other one was not. Okay, so we've now satisfactorily shown that the din of ha'ara applies to all of the arayot, which would explain at least part of the Mishnah. The thing is, though, the Mishnah wasn't satisfied by only telling me that Yivama can be nikna b'ha'ara and that Yisr Karet is b'ha'ara. The Mishnah also insists that Yisr Lavin is b'ha'ara, because it brings also the general Yisr Lavin, and it says not only that, the Yisr Kahuna are b'ha'ara. I mean, you can't learn that out from Yisr Karet. I mean, maybe the Torah is more makbid on the Yisr Karet than it is on the Yisr Lav. How do you know that even on an Yisr Karet there's also a chiyav just on Ha'ara? Ask the Gemara, Ha'ara the chayvei lavin inola. Oh, says the Gemara, look. Since, Midigoli Rachmana, since the Torah has a very unique case, the unique case is called Shivcha Charufa. What exactly a Shivcha Charufa is a three-way makbid. Is a shivcha charufa? Rabbi Akiva says chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschirin is a shivcha charufa. A woman is a complete shivcha, but has a relationship with your Eved Ivri, so that there's an element of kedushin that's involved. Is it a relationship to an Eved Knani? Okay, but whatever it is, what's unique about it is that the Torah gives. First of all, what you need is the Torah gives separate onashim to the male and the female. Usually it's the same. Over here, there's a chiyav of a korban asham, and she gets malchus. Furthermore, usually a chiyav of a korban is only b'shogeg. By a shivcha charufa, it's a chiyav even b'mezid, to bring a korban asham. And what else is interesting is that it specifies, although this is not unique, but it specifies there shichvat zara for some reason. And that's some isha she yishkavet isha shichvat zara v'hi shivcha nechrevet l'ish. What all of a sudden does shichvat zara have to do with anything? Usually we talk about bia as being an act. We don't care exactly what happens in this act. Over here, when you specify that somehow ejaculation is part of the iser. So then what you're telling me is that since the Torah writes Shichva Zera Gavi Shivcha Charufa, Michlal Dechai Ve'lavim Be'aro, you're telling me in terms of the special Allah of the Karban Asham by a Shivcha Charufa, that we need to have more than Bia. We need to get something out of that Bia. So, okay, that's a special thing. But as far as the Lav is concerned, the Chiyuvim on the Lav are concerned, and in general, the chiyuvim of lavim, ha'ara would be sufficient. Now, according to some, there's a machlokas rishonim here. There's some are medayik in Rashi that even the lav of shivcha charuf is also over ba'ara, and it's only the din of asha requires shivcha zara. Others learn no. Only the isra of the asha. What did I just say? That's the pashtus that everybody agrees. That the lav by Shivcha Charufa is the same as all of the lav of Ma'aroz. Some are medayik that according to Rashi, even the lav of Shivcha Charufa is also only Bahara. It's also only Bishivcha Zara, I'm sorry. Sleep this morning. Okay? So again, let me start over. All right? The Gemara is being medayik that the lav is a chiyav b'ha'arah. So the question is, does that mean the lav, even if shivcha charuf is also b'ha'arah, and only the chiyuv of osham requires shechva zara, or indeed a shivcha harufa out of the general rule of other laving. Some learn that that's a machlokas Rashi and the other Rishonim. Others don't feel that Rashi. You'll see the lashon of Rashi is not that mechayev to say that he's arguing with everybody else. Even though he points out the lav of Hashem is his lashon, which is a little disturbing. The lav of Hashem may also mean the lav in this case, which leads to chayvei Hashem, the element of the lav that leads to chayvei Hashem. Okay, but in any event, in general, the element of a lav is also behara. Says the Gemara, can't we look at it the other way? Can't we say adaraba? I mean, minigali rachmana arabe chayvei kritut. I mean, if the Torah needed to tell you the chiyuv of harah by the isurei karet, I mean, isn't that pointing to a difference between chiyuv? A chiyuv of lav is not the harah. Therefore, by chiyuv karet, I need to tell you harah. Says the Gemara, no, it can't mean that, you see. Because since the Torah would already be telling me that chayvei lav, but the Gemara Bia says Rav Ashi said, and why talk about the din of shechva zera by shechva harufa? Imken lishta krami shechva harufa. If all chayvei lavim require shechva zera, so then don't talk to me about shechva harufa. If you're telling me a special halacha by shechva harufa, so then you're saying that the chiyuvei lavim are indeed all mihara alone. Asks Tosfos, so then why does the Torah talk about chayav krisus? Why don't we make a kal vachomer? If all chayvei lavim are already a chiyuv of hara, so let the Torah not say by chiyuv krisus at all. Right? You should be able to learn out everything. Tosfos says, because if it hadn't said it by chiyuv krisus, so then I would have looked at the pasuk of shivcha harufa, and I would have said, since the Torah says shivcha harufa is shivcha zora, other things which are more common than shivcha harufa, like chayvei kritut, are bahara bi'alma. But maybe in Akinami, other lavim should be learned as being similar to shivcha harufa. But now that you've got an iser hara by kares beferish, it can't be coming to tell me that. And it's telling me that over here something is unique by specified shivcha zora. Must be that it's coming to teach me that the lavim are behara. Okay, very nice. Now, that's all when it comes to chayvei lavim, that are normal chayvei lavim, that apply to everybody. But the Mishnah said even the chayvei lavim of the kahuna, which are limited in their application to kohani, so that maybe over there the Torah is not as broad about its definition of bia, even as it's not as broad as its definition of love, only a Kohen is also in a Grusha. So maybe over there, ain't a chinami, there should be a Chiyav only B'Gemar Bia. Who's to say that there's a Chiyav even Bahara? And since the Gemara, we learn out the din of Kicha from the din of Kicha, which says by Chayvei Krisus, Isha she yikach atachoto, we say yikach. Okay, so here too it says Isha Grusha Lo Yikachu Yikachu Kicha, the same word, to teach me the meaning of Kicha in the context of the Arayot is what? Hara? So to the meaning of Kicha in the context of the Yisuri Kuhuna Lo Yikachu is the same Kicha. How are you Lokeach to be over? Be Hara, and that's sufficient. How about Chayvei Aseh? What are you going to do about that? It says anything that would include even the dinim of Dor Ravi, Dor Shlishi, Yovo, right? So we have Mitzri, Vadomi. So Dor Ravi, Yovo here. Okay, but not before. So that's an Isser Aseh. How do we know that you'd be over on an Isser Aseh, also Bihara? There, Atya Bia Bia. Just like it says Lo Yavo Mamzer. Lo Yavo Mamzer is a lav, and we know that that's Behara. We learned out from Shivcha Harufa. So too, Dor Shlishi Yavo, Dor Revi Yavo, the implication of the Lo Yavo is similar to Lo Yavo Mamzer. So just like the Bia by Mamzer, not referring to intercourse, Bia Lekahal, the Lo Yavo is a din in Hara, and that's what Bia would mean. So too, it would mean the same thing by the Bia Lekahal of Dor Revi'i. How about the Isra of Yavam Alashuk? What do you mean the Isra of Yavam Alashuk? I mean, is it the Isra of Yavam Alashuk a regular law? Right? So it says, Lo to Ishtar. Lo is Lav. So it would be just like any other Lav, no? I mean, it's Ilaman Diomar Lav Lav. Ilaman Diomar Asay. Now, who's the one that says it's Asay? So Rashi, Tosis takes this out. He says it's a mistake in years. Where do we find such a thing? Rashi learns this, that it's dependent in the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about whether you can have Kedushin on a Yavam Alashuk. If you learn that Lo Tiyeh Eshet Hamet means Lo Yiyeh La Havaya Hakutza, meaning that there's no Kedushin, then it's not coming to tell me a lot. It's coming to tell me the inability to have Kedushin. Where does the Torah ever say a lot? So according to Rashi's learning, that implies that indeed there's no chi of lav. So there's no chi of lav, it's only an asay. So then, okay, let's say it's only an asay, but we learned out that even the yisur asay is also ba'ara. So yilaman demar asay. Why do I need a separate pasuk to tell me yavama l'shuk? What would be the asay? Yavama yavo aleha. Only yavama, nobody else. That's obviously only in Isra Asay. Says Gemara, sorry. Let me rephrase that. Yavama, not Lashuk. Yavama to the Yavaminol. This is not the way the whole Mishnah begins. The Mishnah begins by telling me that it doesn't matter. We're not Mechalik between Bia Labia. We're not Mechalik between Ahara and Gemara Bia. How do we know that? We've discussed it in terms of the Arayot. We've discussed it in terms of Psulei Kahuna. We've discussed it in terms of the Yisra Lavim and Asay, but where did we talk about the Yavama herself? The main point of the Mishnah you never learned out from me, did you? Answers the Gemara, Adya Bia Bia. There too, we learn it out from Yavama Yavoma. Just like Yavama, when it says, Lo Yavomamzer, it says Yavama Yavoma. How is Lo Yavomamzer understood? Bihara, so too, Yavama Yavoma is understood as Aron. How about Isha LeBa'ala Minah? How do you know that you could be Kona a woman to her husband, Kesef Shtaru Bia? How do you know the Bia by Kinyan Isha would be also Bahara? That we learn out, Kicha Kicha. We learn out, Kikach Ish Isha Uva'ala. And we had all the lashon of Kicha, Lo Yikachu. What is the meaning of kicha? Always means bahara. There too it means bahara. By the way, Tosis is very concerned about this piece of Gemara, because the Gemara says beferish in Kedushin that kolabola das gemar biyavubaya. So that if a woman extends her hands and accepts Kedushin from somebody else, the ultimate treachery. Right? This is Kedushin interruptus. So she accepts Kedushin from somebody else between the Hara and the Gemara Bia, the other Kedusha would be Chal. He got there first with his money. It's always a question of what talks about it. So how do you explain the Gemara? Says you're already Kona by Hara. So she says, no. Kona by Hara means if you want to be Kona by Hara,
both sides.
You'd have to specify.
He or she.
No, both. Normally, the Das Kolab. So the Mishnah only means, the Gemara over here only means, look, but the question is, could you be Kona Be'ahara? That's the question. Yes, be Kona Be'ahara Be'kicha. You're not coming to say that your Das is to be Kona Be'ahara. It's two different things. It is Medayik and the Lashon. Al Das Gemara Be'ah. That's a separate issue. Okay. Now, Omar Rav.
Why did you say the other thing? In the other cases, if you didn't intend to...
Because it's not up to your intent. It's up to what the Torah asks. What are you saying? Well, you didn't intend to go all the way, therefore it's okay. But therefore you could sleep with your mother. I mean, what does that do with intent? Kinyanim have to do with intent. But otherwise, intent is not the issue. There is a question of intent over there, Lagabi, the Bia itself, because an alternative explanation about the Gemara in Kedushin is to say, if a person intends to be going with the Yasus and then Enochinami is kind of only the Gemara Bia. If he doesn't intend to be going with the Yasa, so then he would be kind of just with Ara. Okay, points out Rava. So now you've explained Hara, by all cases, in terms of Kinyan Isha, in terms of the Yisri Yavama, the Kinyan Yavama, Yisalam, Yisrasa, so on and so forth. You've explained how that relates to Shikva Zera, which clearly means something else when it comes to Shikva Harufa. What you haven't explained, which still remains up in the air, is why does it mention the Lashon of Shikva Zera in other places? Because we have Shikva Zera b'Shikva Harufa. Okay, that fine. You mentioned that. Yishkavet Yishar Shikva Zera, v'hi Shikha, and that means Gemara Bia. But how do you explain the fact that it says, Ishki Yishkavet, it says, Al Eshet Amitcha lo titek shkof techa l'zora. What does Zora have to do with anything? You mean to tell me that it's okay to sleep with an Eshet Ish as long as you don't ejaculate? I mean, we just learned that that's not true. We just learned that Ahara is the Yisr. So what's the meaning of Shikva Zera by Eshet Ish? What's the meaning of Shikva Zera that appears, Shikva Zera b'sota, v'shachav ish ota Shikva Zera? What's that supposed to mean? A sota only becomes a surah of Allah b'shikva Zera? Oh, so Shikva Harufa, you've explained. Kini Amora, teach me that other chayve lavim are b'haro. Eshet ish, that comes to tell me something else. Eshet ish is prat l'mishamesh mate. That to use a flaccid genital for bia is not called bia. So shikva zera means it has to at least be a bia that could lead to shikva zera. So that means an erection is necessary for the act of bia to be chayav, which, by the way, explains the Gemara earlier. Zabar Tosis points out, the Gemara seems to take for granted, it says, where's the case of onus by Yavama? And it gets this whole problem of how do you have an erection, Ba'onis? Who says you need an erection? Why can't somebody simply plug you together without an erection? Therefore must be, you would think, this does is going according to this Bondi Orma that we're saying right now, that Mishamish mate is not considered to be a Bia at all. But Tosfos says not necessarily. Because even though there is a Machloket, as we'll see, about whether that's true, but when it comes to a Yavama, for sure it would be true. Because remember, Yavama, the whole point of the Yibam is Lahakim Shem Lachiv. So certainly that's to be Ro'i, at least. An act of Bia that's Ro'i for Shikva Zera. That could be unique to Yavama, though. But as far as other cases, so over there you can't get a case of Ones, even according to that Mandi Omar. Because that wouldn't be called Yibam. It may be called an act of Bia, but it wouldn't be called Yibam.
When would
Harada
be good for
a Yavama? Well, let's wait for that, because that actually, the Rishonim point out, because it would seem to be that Harada, at least with an erection, is still Shayach. It's still Shayach to, but we'll see. I mean, he's Madaik, and indeed the Mashmut is not like that. But let's wait for that a moment. Okay. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, but that's not true according to everybody. I mean, Heidi Chalamani Yomer Mishamish Mate Ba'arayot Batur. It's all very good if you hold like the Mandi Omar, who learns that indeed flaccidity is not called bia. So then you'd be potter. So over here the Torah is telling you you're potter. But the Mandi Omar Chayav, how about if you hold that the definition of bia is simply genital, it doesn't matter the state of the bia? So my Yikala Meimar, oh, I'm sorry, according to him, Enafinami, mate is not referring to genitals, mate is referring to real death. So mate would mean, obviously it'd be pretty hard for you to be Mishamish while you're dead, but it doesn't mean he has to like it. Necrophilia means he likes it. But how about if someone is Mishamish mate? The woman is literally dead. So there, Sakadait Ramina, Holy Achar Mita Nami Ikra She'ero. Look, the Torah calls a woman, a wife, who is no longer alive, She'ero HaKarovela. The Kohen has to be matame to his wife's funeral. And it's calling her at her funeral, She'ero. So if he sleeps with her at her funeral, so maybe it ought to be chayav. This would be the same din, therefore, by any Eshetish. Kamash Malan, that so maybe she is still called an Eshetish. It's interesting. When he dies, she's not an Eshetish, but if she dies, she's still an Eshetish. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that no, it's only Lazora. It has to be something that is royal Lazora. That means from both ends. She also has to be able to be turned on. Very difficult when she's dead. How about this sota? How about the lashon of shichva zera by a sota? Lomar. Oh, that teaches me something else. Shichva zera comes to tell me that only if the sota was warned by her husband in terms of shichva zera, but not for something else. Be a little bit more specific. Well, what's this something else? My dover acher. Omrifshesh, it means, her husband says, I don't trust you with this guy. You may be careful to watch one end, but not the other. I don't want any hanky-panky at all. Maybe that's what he says, right? So that would be dafka, it's being mekana shalokadarka. He says, well, but that doesn't make any sense at all. Mishkevei ishaktiv. The Torah does not distinguish. We already said that. Mishkevei isha means that we use a plural for intercourse, because it's all the same. If it's all the same, how could I have thought that the meaning of shichva zara should mean only one type of bia? That doesn't make any sense. That can't be what it means. So forget about that. Mishkevei isha teaches me that there would be no nafkamina in a kinoi for one or the other. By the way, I mean, obviously it doesn't mean that a normal kinoi would say one. A normal kinoi uses time, so I don't want you alone with so-and-so. We're talking about where he specifies, I don't want you alone with so-and-so, explains to us. I don't want you alone with so-and-so because I don't trust you guys regarding. So he's limiting his kinui. Therefore, it says, Rava prata shikinala derech evarim. He says to, look, I know you guys would never go all the way, but I don't want any feeling you up. I don't want him rubbing against you. I don't want, that's called derech evarim. Using other organs. What? That's crazy. Well, you think the Torah is going to ask a woman on her husband because of priestess? I mean, we're talking about Arias over here. But what's, so she's got a thing going, she's having fun with somebody. What's that? That's not Erva, that's priestess. So we think that the Torah asks a woman to her husband because of priestess? No Alamina for such a thing. Elam, Rabbi Prata, Shekinala, Benishikam. The point over here is that he warns her against kissing. Now, this doesn't mean kissing with the mouth. That's Pritzusa. This means genital kissing, which, of course, the same lips. You're going to use the same lotion. So, hey, Nikolaman here says, wait a second. But isn't that Hara? Oh, so if it's Hara, then it makes no sense, because then you're back to the same question. That's Bia. I mean, what's not coming out, he defines it. So, I don't need a post coming prop. I mean, but we don't need. I mean, the plus couldn't mean prat, because that is bia. So that can't be what it means. But if you learn, if you're telling me that the definition, we mentioned this earlier, that the definition of ahara is at least a partial insertion, so then I understand that, okay, how about nishika? That's not called bia. How about if a husband specifies? Is that called a kinui? Comes the Torah to say, no, it's not called a kinui. But according to the Man D'Omer, who says, Hara is Nishika. The Man D'Omer is on Nishika. My Ikalamema. So then how are you going to explain a kinui neged Nishika doesn't count? What do you mean? Kinui neged Nishika is a kinui for Bia. If that's what the definition of Hara. Okay, you know what, let's go back, excuse me. I stick with what I said before, says Rava. Kina la derech evarim. So now you're saying, what do you mean? The Torah's going to ask her because of priestess? And let me ask you something. Normally the Torah answers because the guy says, I don't want you alone with so-and-so. This is all new Kiddush HaPasuk, right? It's telling me, if a husband's makbid, then we got to see it through. So maybe the whole thing is totally big pay to the Baal. The Torah is saying if the Baal is Makpid, then maybe she should become Asura. So the Baal says, look, I don't want you having any kind of touch relationship with this guy. Okay, so then the husband himself created an Isser of Sota on him. Maybe. Kamashmana, that doesn't count. But because Hakakarpi, Kamashmana doesn't count. What's so strange about that? So I do need the Pasik. Pasik is telling me that Enafinami doesn't count. Yes, we're not finished yet.
Related to the
present
issue,
was
this not
much
the issue?
No. Omar Shmuel, Ha'ara Zot Nishika. What is the meaning of Ha'ara? Here's the machlokes we've been talking about all along. The Lashon of Ha'ara refers to Nishika. So this is a Moshel Adam Sheminech Etzba'ov Piv. Yifshar Shele Yitchok Abasa. So what we're talking about over here, again, in terms of euphemism, we give him the finger, we understand what that really means. So talking about etzpa, we always talk a local etzpa, shavot. We always use etzpa as a keynote for genitals, right? Ben svat, he puts it on his lips. That's the same thing. So he puts his finger on her lips, so to speak. Therefore, what's going to happen? It's in some way there's going to be an entry. Put your finger on your lips and feel that there isn't some level of your finger between your lips. There is. So if that's the case, then that would mean even a gentle genital contact is in some sense a via. It's coming into. There's a penetration of some kind. That's enough for the Torah to be marked on, and that's considered to be via. Kiyata Rabba Barachana Om Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabba Barachana quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the meaning of Gemar Bia, you said, Shivcha Karufa is different. Shivcha Karufa requires Shikva Zora. That means Achnasat Atara. What do you think it really means? It means you have to go all the way. It means that already there is sufficient Knisa to be considered Bia. So Achnasat Atara is sufficient. Even though we wouldn't call that really finishing. So, okay, if that's the case, then if Shivcha Karuf is Achnasat Atara, so then indeed, by other things, Nishika would be the level of Ha'ara. What else is there? You can't get less. The only thing less than Achnasat Atara is Nishika. So then it seems to be agreeing. Masiv Rav Sheshes, how can you say that the meaning of Gemar Bia by Shivcha Harufa is only Achnasat Atara if it says Beferish Shichvat Zara, says the Brayta? What does that mean? Eino Chayav El Al Biat HaMiruk. You got to go all the way. Miruk means to complete things up, finish up. My love, miruk git. I mean, doesn't that mean to go in all the way? That's what the word miruk means. Not necessarily. Maybe miruk means miruk atara. Again, we view, in terms of the halacha, we view the genitals consisting of two completely different sections. You have the actual git, which is, in English, there's the penis and you have the head, but it's all one organ. But in the Gemara, we have two completely different organs, in a sense, because the Atara is viewed as basar, the alma, which is there with an erection or without an erection. The git is viewed as that which becomes erect. It's something else. So miruk could refer to two completely different elements. Miruk could be get the Atara inside. That's finished up. The rest is a different issue. Or miruk could mean miruk in terms of real miruk. Now here's where the issue that you asked earlier about is it possible that shichvat zera considered to be miruk. Shichvat zera means miruk Atara. So it's mashmur, some kind of machlokas about whether we would assume that there's good chances for pregnancy, shichvat zera, for ejaculation with Hachnosa Atara alone. Which is a little hard to believe, but okay. Obviously, chances are changed. But certainly not, no guarantee against pregnancy, obviously. Okay, so maybe that's what it means. So indeed, Kiyos Rav Dimi Om Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came, he said, Rav Yochanan says, no, you're right, basically, to what we were saying. Ha'aro refers to Achnasat Atara, the opposite of what Shmuel was saying. Nishika is nothing, and Gemar Bia indeed means Miruk Yid. As Tosfos points out, that doesn't mean that you read. You literally need to ejaculate. That's what the whole mashmaut is. We're talking about how far you have to penetrate. But why don't we talk about Shechva Zara literally? Because that's not the issue. We understand that Shechva Zara is a reference to what would normally be the state of affairs at Shechva Zara. It doesn't mean literally need Shechva Zara. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hara is Aknosis HaTorah, Shechva Zara is Biat Miruk, meaning Miruk Gid, and Nishika is nothing. So they said to Rav Dimi, what? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana came here and he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying the exact opposite. Lo Amar Achi. Well, either he's a liar or I'm a liar. Now, who are you going to take? So, you shakrei or ane shakrei? Okay, I guess we're both. One of us is a liar. So now what do you want to believe? Ki yasa ravi nam Rabbi Yochanan ha'aroz u'achnasat ha'tarah. So if Rabbi Yochanan is saying that ha'aroz achnasat ha'tarah, then obviously he's disagreeing with what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana claimed that Rabbi Yochanan said, right? That's for sure. So he's vadai arguing at Rabbi Bar Bar Chana vadai falling. The question is he arguing on Shmuel? He's saying achnasat ha'tarah is gemar bia, and he's saying achnasat ha'tarah is hara. So you can't get a bigger machlokas than that. Fine. That's a machlokas. But what about Shmuel? Shmuel said nishika is hara. When he said that achnasat ha'tarah is hara, is it only nishikat? Is the reference to only achnasat ha'tarah, but anything less not? Or is it achnasat ha'tarah is only hara, not gemar bia? But, I mean, it could be nishika is also. Perhaps Hara. Maybe Shmuel would agree to that also. In other words, there's really three issues over here, because we have three points. Nishika, Achnasat HaTorah, Miruk Gid. Correct? Okay, so now, we've been talking about it as if necessarily they're all interrelated. Maybe they're not interrelated. In other words, you could say Nishika is anything from, Hara is anything from Nishika through Achnasat HaTorah. That's all considered to be Hara. And Gemar Bia is only Miruk Gid. Or you could say Nishika is nothing. Achnasat HaTorah is Hara. And then you have Miruk. You could say Nishika is the only thing that is considered to be Hara. And anything beyond that, Achnasat HaTorah, and further is Miruk. I mean, so is it clear that he's arguing on Shmuel, or might he still be agreeing with Shmuel?
Miruk or Gemar Bia?
That would be Gemar Bia. Miruk Gid would be Gemar Bia. This is tough thing. Gemar Bia doesn't mean to ejaculate.
Right.
Yeah. So just mean complete insertion. So it's not clear over here whether he's arguing on Shmuel, because it could be according to Shmuel, Haknasat Ataraz Gemar Bia, or it could be according to Shmuel, Haknasat Ataraz, you have Hara anywhere between the Shikah and Haknasat Ataraz. Right? They're just saying it in different ways. One is referring to, well, even the Shikah is Hara. One is saying, well, even Achnasat HaTorah is only Hara and not more, but I'm not saying the Shika isn't. That's the question. Do they argue or not? Kiyasa. No, I'm sorry, let's skip. Milema Plige? Says the Gemara, no. Why should we assume that they're arguing? Lo. Minishika vi'ad Achnasat HaTorah Hara Kori Lo. It's certainly possible that the idea of Hara goes from Nishika through Achnasat HaTorah. And Kiyasar of Shmuel Bar Yehudam Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'ara Zu Achnasat HaTorah, Gemar Bia refers to Gemar Bia completely, Mamash, where there's nothing left to do. Mikan V'Elach, from the point of Achnasat HaTorah up, that's called Nishika. Anything less than that, Eino Ela Nishika Upatura Leha. Now this is definitely Poligad Shmuel. In other words, this Shita is quoting Rabbi Yochanan as saying, so we have three possibilities. This Shita is quoting Rabbi Yochanan as saying, no. Nishika is definitely not Hara. Achnasat HaTorah is only the minimum that's required for Hara. Gemar Bia is Dafka Gemar Bia. So we have basically three different quotes that we're understanding three different ways. I'll leave it with you.
Isn't there a fourth song called Mirukagir?
No, that is Mirukagir. Mirukagir is Margia.
Even without the ejaculation.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Tosis is saying. There's no real requirement for Shikhlasar. So it's Mashma throughout the Sugyamin. Otherwise, why don't we take that as another stage? We never talk about another stage. And Tosis points out also, I mean, we were willing to say that when it came to Eshet Ish, that it's only a question of, is this a suitable via for Shikhlasar? That's the point, in terms of Mishamish mate. That's all that interests us, not the actuality.